race is shaping up. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. 7 states holding primaries today, and governor's races in 3 of them appear to be set for November.
South Dakota Republican Kristi Noem is a step closer to a second term as governor. She easily won her GOP primary and will face Democrat Jimmy Smith in November. Also, Republican Senator John Thune was a winner and gets Democrat Brian Bangs in the general election. In New Mexico, Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham will go for another term, facing ex-TV meteorologist Mark Ronchetti in November. In Iowa, Republican Governor Kim Reynolds and Democrat Deirdre DeGere were unopposed and will meet this fall. Longtime U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley, also an easy winner. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Actor Matthew McConaughey, a native of Uvalde, Texas, made a trip to Washington today to plead with the Senate to reach a deal on gun reform.
As divided as our country is, this gun responsibility issue is one that we agree on more than we don't.
McConaughey said, "We're in a window of opportunity we have not been in before, where it seems real change is possible." There could soon be another COVID vaccine available for adults.
Advisors to the FDA backing a more traditional shot as the latest weapon in the fight against COVID-19. The protein shot from Novavax is currently available in Australia, parts of Europe, and multiple other countries. It uses more conventional technology than the vaccines manufactured by Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. The panel saying the benefits from 2 doses of the Novavax shots outweigh the risks, but the FDA needs to finish combing through data before deciding whether to grant an emergency use authorization.
Fox's Steve Rappaport, the CDC says about 27 million adults in the U.S. remain unvaccinated. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Florida's governor approves hundreds of millions of dollars to be spent on school safety.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signs legislation today implementing even more steps recommended by the commission that investigated school safety concerns following the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting. The bill directs $210 million towards school security to be spent on officer and staff training and security compliance. The same bill requires schools certify that 8 out of 10 staffers be trained in youth mental health awareness. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
The Texas prison system has temporarily stopped transporting inmates as it investigates how a convicted murderer escaped from a transport bus last month. And authorities and inmates say that he later killed a man and his 4 grandsons. The prison agency says if an inmate needs more medical care, more security will be in place. A study ranks the best cities for staycations.
Wallet Hub compared more than 180 U.S. cities across 44 key metrics, including parks and public beaches per capita, weather, walkability, and restaurant meal costs. The personal finance website ranks Honolulu as number 1, followed by Orlando, Chicago, Fort Lauderdale, and Portland, Maine. Las Vegas, San Francisco, New York, San Diego, and Seattle among the top 10. WalletHub reps estimate about 29% of Americans are not planning to travel for leisure this year. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The widow and son of the man who wrote the 1983 article that inspired the movie Top Gun are suing Paramount Pictures over the sequel Top Gun Maverick. They claim the rights to the story reverted back to them in January 2020, and they contend Paramount Pictures did not reacquire those rights before releasing the film. A spokesperson for Paramount said the claims are without merit. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.